This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 989-419-3504. Regarding Jerry, last name Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S, date of birth 11-26 of 1940. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Gibbs with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, overactive bladder, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. His last visit was June 20th of this year. He has put on about 10 pounds over the last 2 months, but prior to at the June 20th appointment, he had lost 12 pounds, so he's actually eating better and feeling better. He will be having a transurethral prostate resection by the urologist, Dr. Liu, L-I-U, soon. And he's hoping that will help relieve the symptoms of frequent urination all day long. Generally, he requires bathroom use at least hourly during the day. He denies headaches or dizziness, no recent illness, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain, palpitations, or dizziness, or dyspnea. No chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. No edema. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight 182 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 78, pulse 61, and blood pressure and pulse ox is 99% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 12th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.5, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 45. Albumin is 4.0. Calcium is 9.2. Sodium is 140. Potassium is 5.2. The usual range for chronic kidney disease patients is 3.5 to 5.5. So although it looks slightly elevated, that's actually still in the range we expect. Carbon dioxide, 28. Phosphorus, 3.2. Hemoglobin, 14.1, with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine level, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and intervention is scheduled by Dr. Liu within the next month, and overactive bladder. The patient can decrease the frequency of his lab studies. We can do them every 3 months at this point. He should continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. He will be traveling out to a southern state in October, so we're going to recheck him when he returns from his winter stay in warmer climate, and he will be back in May. So we'll do a recheck visit in May of 2023. Mary Stunner, CNP/Safuente, MD.